Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Cambridge 105
Radio. It is 8:33, Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Britons see themselves as super sleuths when spotting lies to their face, but aren't always aware of the danger of scammers online. Two-thirds are confident in their ability to catch someone lying face-to-face, identifying telltale signs such as not making eye contact, fidgeting or shuffling their feet. But only a third are alert to being targeted by a scam on social media. The data comes from Barclays and it shows that nearly half of all scams in January to March 2021 originated on tech platforms of social media, auction purchase websites or dating sites. Joining us, Tony Callahan, who's an ex-police officer, but the police script advisor on shows including Line of Duty. Jim Winters, head of fraud at Barclays, is also with us. Morning to you both.
Morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Tony, I'll start with you. I can imagine a suspect in a Line of Duty interrogation fidgeting away in between the no comments. It feels something that's actually quite natural to do, but I'm just wondering if the real crooks actually do display those characteristics.
Well, I will say that it's really difficult to tell the truth from a lie. Even with our specialist skill set within the police service, it's not easy. As Line of Duty showed, it takes a whole team to catch sophisticated criminals.
Do you have to, you know, when it's an interrogation scene on something like Line of Duty, do you have to sort of slow things down a bit so the rest of us can actually keep up with what's going on? You know, the thing about Line of Duty is it feels like it's really complicated, but I wonder if, in a way, it's kind of been positioned so that we can think, oh, it's really complicated, but we're keeping up with this.
I think Jed's scripts are really, really clever. And if you watch the last series, you will know that the scripts are really complicated. Mm-hmm. It takes some doing to hide the fourth man, or H as he used to be referred to, in plain sight for a number of series. And what is clear from Line of Duty is that the AC12 team are really, really good at asking loads and loads of questions. And that's one of the skills that I would say that people need to use when they're online trying to deal with these opportunistic scammers. Ask loads of questions, and by that way you might uncover the truth and it'll help keep you safe.
Jim, I guess fraudsters also have to kind of get into character to convince us that they're genuine.
They do, and unfortunately they're very good at it, Julian. One of the really common fraud types we're seeing at the moment, as well as these online-enabled frauds, the fraudulent SMSs or smishing that many people are receiving at the moment. And, of course, we also see fraudsters telephone people and generally use a lot of scare stories to try and trick people into doing things. That's one of their sneaky tricks. And obviously fear and intimidation is a powerful tactic, and it actually makes consumers forget the good advice they've heard. If they're panicked about something, perhaps the fraudster's using a story about an impending fine or even a warrant for an arrest. People suddenly forget all of the good advice they've heard and generally much more willing to do what the fraudster's directing them to do, unfortunately.
I mean, I personally, I've actually had a couple of those SMS messages this week and a few phone calls from those, you know, people telling me that if I don't comply, I'm going to be arrested or something for an outstanding bill. Obviously, I hang up, I block them, you know, but for those of us who do fall for it, who's liable if someone, you know, if it was the Royal Mail text message that I got the other day, if I'd clicked there and given the bank details to take the additional postage that was apparently outstanding, I realise that I've been had. Who then has to cover the cost of those, all that money that's coming out of my account?
Well, it depends on the individual circumstances. So Barclays are very proud to be members of what's called the Contingent Reimbursement Model Code, which means that we manage all of our refunds in line with very strict guidelines that set out the standards that Barclays needs to have met in protecting your account. A number of other banks also participate, but it's generally on a case-by-case basis. Barclays actually have just released a number. We refund or recently refunded up to 74% of scam claims that we've had. But as I said, it depends on the individual case.
That sounds very expensive for the banks.
Yeah, how much are you losing over the course of a year to the fraudsters, Jim?
Well, we don't share the exact numbers, but I can tell you individually for one of these purchase scams that we often see on online, the average loss is a few hundred pounds. Mm. But we also see investment scams, which can often start online as well, with things like fake adverts offering opportunities that really are too good to be true, and they can run up to many thousands of pounds.
Tony, do the police have powers to, you know, take down, you know, if there's something which they, you know, if Jim was to, I'm sure he speaks regularly to people in the police force, are there people who where the police can go in and basically say, right, sorry, take this ad down, it's, you know, we know it's fraudulent, remove it?
Yeah, what I will say to your listeners is police rely on reports. And if you're the victim of fraud, or you suspect that you've had a phishing email or a smishing text message, reported to Action Fraud. There's a number, or online at actionfraud.police.uk. There's some really good advice also online at the National Cybersecurity Centre, which helps individuals and businesses keep themselves safe.
Jim, I'm sorry, Tony, give us some tips then on what we need to watch out for.
I suppose the best advice I can give is question everything. Adopt the mindset of a detective or a cop and question everything. Even if it's a simple transaction online, double check all the details, keep yourself safe. Work as part of a team, just as we do in the police force or in AC12. Call for backup. Ask a family member, ask a friend, ask a colleague, and take your time.
Yeah.
As Jim said, the scammers out there want you to make the decision in the here and now. Mm. But generally, you don't have to. Take your decision in slow time. And finally, trust your gut feeling. If it seems too good to be true, then it almost certainly is.
You've got to admire it. I got the, there's an HSBC one which is wandering around at the moment, and it was, you know, the usual, you know, check your bank details routine. And I was thinking to myself, I don't bank with HSBC, you know. It's, but I guess if they send out enough of the things, they might hit lucky.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Sorry, Jim, you wanted to come in there?
Sorry. Yeah, there's a small delay. Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you receive a text message from a company you have nothing to do with, that's a sure warning sign. But the best advice is just to ignore text messages you're not expecting. And above everything else, do not click on a link in that text message. That will take you to a website that's designed to capture your personal information. And a few days after clicking on that link and sharing any information, you'll probably get a phone call from a fraudster trying to trick you into doing something.
Mm. Good advice. Thank you. We should wrap up, but Tony, before we let you go, how did you get involved in writing, for, you know, being on part of the writing team for Line of Duty? Have you been there all six seasons?
I have not been there for all six seasons. I was asked to come in on season five. I just retired from the Police Service of Northern Ireland, and the previous police advisor couldn't do that series, and my career has gone from there. So it's two series of Line of Duty and another BBC cop drama called Bloodlands, which I've been working on.
Fantastic. Did you work with the actors? Did you give them any tips on how to be like really cop-like in an investigation, in the interrogation rooms?
I always say with Line of Duty, the actors on that, the AC12 core team, have been doing it for such a long time. They know as much about police work as I do. and Martin, Vicky and Adrian are just absolutely fantastic to work with. And Jed, the writer, is superb.
Okay, well, thank you. Tony, one final answer. Line of Duty 7?
No comment.
Very good. Tony, Jim, thank you so much for joining us on Cambridge Breakfast this morning. Some good advice there. And if you missed any of it, they'll be up on the old podcast and listen again a little later on. It's Tony Callaghan, ex-police officer, as we heard, has been working on Line of Duty for the last couple of seasons. And Jim Winters, head of fraud at Barclays. Gentlemen, both, thank you very much. It's 8:42.